What's going on, everyone? It is Brian, and welcome to another episode of the podcast. This is actually episode number 27, which is insane. I can't believe that I've recorded that many episodes already, so thank you all very much for listening. This episode is going to be all based around clawing back time and the different processes that we use in MiniCorp and the different tools that we use to streamline and make ourselves as efficient as possible. So what we're always concerned about in MiniCorp is that we're spending all of our time or as much of our time as possible on building great products rather than the monotonous tasks that business will often throw your way. So these are some of the tools that we use, and here's how we use them, and hopefully you can find it beneficial in your operations as well. So the first product is Google Suite, and this is something that we've used pretty much from day one at MiniCorp. It is Google's business product, and it allows you to use Google's tools like Gmail and Google Calendar and all of these other wonderful tools in a business capacity. So you can use them on your own domain, in our case, minicorp.ie. And you can basically use and leverage all of the power of these tools against your own business. It's not expensive. I think it's like €4 or €5 per seat or per license, but the power that it unlocks is huge. So we use it for Google Mail, and we have never, not once, had a problem with email at all. We use it for Google Calendar, which is excellent. We can share calendars within MiniCorp, engineering and design calendars, or just client calendars. People can see each other's calendars, and the whole process and how it works is really, really simple. We've never had an issue, and new employees can come into MiniCorp and pretty much pick it up from day one. There's lots of documentation and tutorials and everything around it, so you know, you can. It's very easy to pick up. Google Hangouts is another product that you get within Google Suite, which allows us to easily schedule video conferences with clients and internals, and it's, you know, never had an issue with that as well. You kind of pop open your laptop, start a video conference. As long as you've got pretty solid broadband, you're grand. Everything will work out of the box. There's no need to install any third-party software or, you know, have all of those technical issues that I've had so many times with different other video conferencing software. And finally, a piece of software called Clearbit. And this sits within Google Mail. And it's something that I've discovered recently, but is really, really powerful. So picture that you're in Gmail and you're looking at an email from Brian Kenny. Clearbit on the right-hand side will be this really small tab, and it will give you insights and information about not only Brian Kenny, but about MiniCorp and the business that he's emailed from as well. It'll give you information like, you know, what their yearly turnover is, how many employees they have within MiniCorp, but it also gives you the power to search for different people. So you can, you know, click on Clearbit and you can type in MiniCorp, and it will tell you all of the different people that it knows works within MiniCorp, so that you can email them or cold email them for different prospects and things as well. Clearbit is really, really powerful, and for anybody that's within or in business development, I think it's a must-have tool. It's something that can get you in the door so easily, rather than what used to be the old way of guessing the email addresses of different people by using their LinkedIn and other such ways to kind of hack the process. Clearbit is really powerful and allows you just to get straight in the door. The next tool that we use in MiniCorp is Dropbox, and we love Dropbox. It's expensive. We pay for the business plan. I think it's €70 or €80, including VAT, per month. We pretty much have unlimited storage, but we're so ingrained in the tool right now, and our clients also just completely love it as well. It allows us to easily, first of all, to internally document share. So we've broken our team Dropbox folder into three different sections. There's, you know, a management aspect, which is all of the different internal documents that we have. We have a client aspect, and then we have an accountancy aspect that we share with our accountants. And the internal document share will have, first of all, a subset of folders where we'll, you know, anything from designs to, you know, just regular internal documents will sit on there. And there'll be a team folder so that any new employee will automatically get access to this folder and see all of those documents. And then there'll also be a client share. So we'll share a folder with all of our clients that will contain, you know, like completed assets or anything around that space where they can go and grab all of their documents or any of the work product that we've created easily and download it or, you know, start to push up files themselves if they wish. And another big point of Dropbox is backups. I've come from a data center background before. I've worked in a data center job, and even from a server mentality, you know, 5-10 years ago, backups were a pain in the ass. And now Dropbox kind of looks after all of that. Even if you delete a document, it kind of gives you a certain amount of time before you can, you know, when you can restore that document. And it's just, it's another thing that we don't have to worry about. It's another thing that we don't have to spend time on. Dropbox manages the process, and we're very happy that they do. there's other tools within Dropbox that we don't use at all. I know that they have a Google Docs style element as well, but we pretty much use Google Docs for every aspect of our business now when it comes to document creation, from spreadsheets to the sharing of spreadsheets to Word documents and contracts and proposals, and everything comes through Google Docs. And I think that Dropbox are trying to get back some of that market share, but we are so ingrained into Google Docs right now that it would be very difficult to move out of Google Docs and into Dropbox. But I know that Dropbox has many different kick-ass solutions for this, and collaborative different tools as well. So I would say for you, if you aren't ingrained into Google Docs right now, go and check out what Dropbox has to offer there. I think it's Dropbox Paper and some other ones. There could be some little nuggets of gold for you there. The next tool that we use in MiniCorp to save time is a tool called Slack. And I think that the majority of technical related businesses will know or have heard of Slack. It is an exceptional tool. How they've gotten market dominance, I'm not sure. I think it is completely due to how they launched the product, because there was many, many different variations of Slack before Slack came on. I was actually even a part of the IRC, or Internet Relay Chat, which was a version of Slack from the 1990s and probably before that. That was all, you know, in a black terminal window, and you look like a hacker and you're chatting with all these people. But Slack has basically redefined how we do communication in MiniCorp. We have a Slack channel where all of the employees and all of the people within MiniCorp can communicate easily together. We've broken it up into many different channels between design, general, and so on. There isn't a lot of us in MiniCorp, so the main difference in channels is between the internal communication, the automated notifications that we get, and client communication. So the internal communication tends to all happen within the general Slack channel, and that's where we'll chat and just discuss anything related to the business. The automated notifications, that comes from many different aspects of our business. So we want to be aware of any issues that any of our applications are having or any of our products are having. We want to be aware of, as our continuous integration server deploys, that it notifies us and says successful deployment or failed deployment or any issues along that. And other, you know, automated notifications that, you know, Stripe payments, things like that. The other side of it is for client communication. Being, you know, our core pillars in MiniCorp being the honesty and transparency, we want to have direct lines of communication with our clients. So we want to, you know, have them within a Slack channel, be able to shoot them really quick questions and you know, just general discussions around how the building of their product is going. We'll obviously have weekly meetings and calls and things as well, but it just serves as a great mechanism for us to have one-on-one communications with our client on a, you know, hourly or daily basis, which we love. The next tool is DNS Simple. So DNS Simple is a tool that, first of all, allows us to register domains easily. we purchase quite a substantial amount of domains and have a great portfolio, something that I've had for many years now. But it also allows us to manage that process. So the likes of, let's say, we're going live with a client's application and we want to deploy it to the .com. We'll use DNS Simple because it has all of these wonderful templates within it as the process to manage that. So we can literally say, minicorp.ie, please point that to this Heroku application. Click a button and DNS Simple just looks after all of the whole process. It's amazing. So we've used it for many years now, and I would highly recommend it. Out of all of the DNS applications that I've used, DNS Simple is the most unconvoluted, easy to use, easy to manage. Anybody can get in there and start to create records really easily. You don't need to be a DNS expert by any stretch of the imagination. And all of this kind of saves us time because, you know, there isn't one person within the team in Minicorp that needs to be a DNS expert. Pretty much anybody within the team can jump into DNS Simple, create some records, and go from there. Super simple. And it saves us time in that respect. There's no bottleneck in the team or in the company. The next tool is called Hootsuite. Hootsuite is a really good social media management platform. So Andy has been doing an absolute stellar job in Minicorp in kind of bringing our social media game to the next level and starting to communicate with our audience more and more. And a big part of that is our new content strategy. And Hootsuite helps us to manage the process behind that. So we'll tend to schedule up all of our content for the week ahead during the current week. And Hootsuite will look after the management of sending out the different tweets and Facebook posts and everything at the different times that we've set. It'll also provide some analytical insight as to how they're performing and just basically help us to manage that entire process and report on what the wins are once we've had time to reflect on how things are going. So Hootsuite is really good. There's other ones out there like Buffer, HubSpot. You know, we've kind of gone with Hootsuite because of the different requirements that we've had. But I would say to check out all three of those if you're looking for some automated social media management tools. The next tool is called Xero, X-E-R-O, and it is an accountancy package, an accountancy package. But the big, big win for Xero, I'm going to tell you a little bit of a story here. When we opened Minicorp's doors, we went to Bank of Ireland. And Bank of Ireland, their online business software is terrible. Like, it wouldn't even work on a Mac, and you had to use it on Internet Explorer, and just their whole process and how they had this set up was terrible. First of all, in order for us to get exports of our transactions into CSV, we couldn't buy the bottom tier of... Yeah, so first of all, we had to buy business online, which is insane. But second of all, we had to upgrade to the top tier business online support in order to get exports of our transactions as CSVs. And then I tried multiple different online accountancy packages to which, you know, you would import these CSVs on a monthly basis, go through your transactions, build up your VAT returns and all of these other financial reports that you needed to generate. And it just became so convoluted. Versus with Xero, Xero integrates directly with Bank of Ireland. So I scrapped all of the business online stuff and just went for Bank of Ireland's 365, the personal online banking software that Bank of Ireland offers. And Xero then integrates directly with that, and it automatically kind of just pulls all of our transactions into Xero. It does it in an automated schedule. So every now and again, I just log into Xero and I go through my transactions and kind of, you know, migrate them all to the right buckets and things. But Xero, from the other side of it then, once it gets the transactions in, its ability to kind of show you how you're performing, your cash flow reports, your budgets, your profit and loss, your VAT returns, Everything is so easy within Xero. It's amazing. And it allows us to, at a glance, see how we're performing, but also to see, you know, what is the next 30 days like for us and what is the next 6 months like for us? How do we perform versus our targets? All of this. Xero would be the application that we would have open, myself and Steve, during a our monthly directors meeting, for example. The next piece of software we use, and we use quite substantially, is called Asana. So Asana is a project management tool. And whenever we have a new client or project, we will always bring them into Asana. So this is where we break down our tasks, we create a Kanban board, and we basically divvy up the tasks between the different people within the team and allow the client to see full transparency, what tasks are being worked on, how we're performing, any questions or comments, we can add them to the task and also include the client within those tasks for any relevant questions that we might have for them. So we use Asana both in a client project management point of view, but also in our own internal project management as well. So I would use it a lot for business development. I would use it for, you know, tracking how my proposals are doing and how clients or potential clients are responding to those, setting different tasks for follow-up emails, follow-up calls. You know, Asana essentially manages our day-to-day timeline or our day-to-day, what do I need to get done today? I'll also tend to use Asana to divvy up the tasks of what we would like to accomplish on a weekly basis. And Asana is the tool that we'll go through during our daily catch-ups and mini corp as well to see how everything is performing, if there's any bottlenecks, anything that's an issue, and we can react to it during those catch-ups, which is amazing. And finally, the tool that I would recommend that saves us a magnitude of time is called Envision. Envision is a tool that we've been using for both designs and feedback on designs, but also for prototyping and giving our clients a prototype of what their application will potentially look like during the design stage. So essentially what you do is we design everything in Sketch, Andy does, and then we export all of the screens once they're completed, and we'll import them into Envision. And Envision will allow us to create hotspots and say, once I press this button on that screen, you go to this screen, etc. And to kind of to make this whole workflow prototype of what this application will look like. And it also allows us to give client feedback. So a client can, you know, click on different areas of the designs and leave different comments and feedback on the designs in general, which is really, really efficient for us and saves us a lot of time because we know exactly what the client is talking about and we know what we need to do in order to fix it as well, which is great. And that's it. There's a lot more, you know, development-related tools, but what I'll probably do is do an interview, a podcast interview with Steve, who's our lead engineer in MiniCorp, and talk through the different tools that we use from an engineering or development capacity in a separate episode. So stay tuned for that. And thank you all very much for listening. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. If you have any feedback or comments, I would love, love, love to hear them. Other big things that are happening in MiniCorp, next Tuesday, we are moving into WeWork and we cannot wait. If you're in WeWork or if you would like to come and check us out, our new office, please do. Just give me a shout and we'll organize a coffee or a tea or whatever you'd like to do and go from there. I hope you all have an awesome day. Thanks a million for listening. Lots of love.